Welcome to the Sorry Service. Your credit card
your
has been
declined. Your unemployment benefits ran out two weeks
what
ago.
What do you mean I'm overdrawn?
2 weeks ago.
I still have checks left.
Two weeks ago.
Too much month left over at the end of the money? Bad credit holding you back? Want to become a real estate investor but haven't won the lottery? Learn how to fix your credit. Get out of debt and build true financial independence with real estate in 2 hours a week. Tune in to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. She'll show you how, without winning the lottery or working 10 jobs. And here's your host, Heather Wagenhall.
Oh, I want to be rich.
Greetings and salutations, everyone. Welcome to the broadcast. You are listening to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. And for this fabulous Saturday, April 22nd, 2011, we are, 23rd, goodness gracious, I'm retarded. We are broadcasting from the unlockyourwealth.com studios right here in Payson, Arizona. And this week, like every Saturday, at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, we broadcast the Unlock Your Wealth radio program and talk about crisis management and financial wellness tools designed to help you get your finances and attitudes, key phrase, attitudes, on track for the dual purpose of, one, achieving immediate financial wellness, hence the attitude, and begin that path for your future financial freedom and to be able to call the shots for you and your family. And we do this each and every Saturday, 1 week at a time, one key at a time. And for those of you joining us for the first time, we feature a new key each week in our second hour of the broadcast from our Keys to Riches Financial Wellness Series. And what we do in the Financial Wellness Series is it's a baker's dozen of financial concepts that not only teach you how to think like the rich and be in control of your own money, but it gives you specific techniques to create or fix your credit, reduce debt, save and invest, building wealth holistically while transforming your current financial habits into healthy money management skills. And this week's key is our fourth key for this season. It is knowledge is power. Not knowing is powerful. And my husband has the greatest saying about this key. I know what I know, and I know what I don't know. And what I don't want to learn, I delegate. So this week's key is all going to be about identifying what it is that you should know about money and taking a financial knowledge inventory this week on what those key items are. And if you decide that, yes, I know these, no, I don't know these, on the no, I don't know these, what do we say? Well, do I learn about them and become proficient in it, or do I learn enough to delegate? So we're going to talk all about that in the second hour of our show. We also have two fabulous guests this show. We have Darren Gibson, author of The New Retirement, and Catherine Minshew and Amanda Pouchot. So from Pretty Young Professional, it's an incredible website for you upcoming girls. I was going to say us, but then again, I'm in my 40s. Although there was really great information on the website, I'm really excited about that. We will talk with them in the second hour about things that women need to know when they go into the workforce. And you just might not know these things. And what's great is they're like your big sisters, and they're going to bring you through it. So we're going to meet with them and see what they have to offer for you as an up-and-coming female professional. And I'm so excited because, well, we've got the key, and we've got our nuts and bolts with our specific strategy for this week's key. And we'll go through our knowledge checklist. Plus, we also have trivia. I wanted to check in with all of you to find out if you had a chance to see Atlas Shrugged Part 1. It would be fabulous if you hopped into the chat room or the forum on our website at unlockyourwealth.com and shared your thoughts about what you experienced when you saw the movie. What was it for you? And have you read the book before you saw the movie, or did you just see the movie? It makes a little bit of a difference, not too much, which is something that's very exciting to me. I just want you all to know that I'm struggling today with my switchboard, thanks to the Amazon cloud crashing. And, yeah, we're having some weather, it seems, with our cloud. And as a result, it's affecting so many businesses worldwide. It's amazing how much Amazon Web Services did for people. And because of their outage, we're experiencing issues with our switchboard and our chat room. So just forewarned, if you can't get to us, you can always send us an email because we are not captive to Amazon. And our servers are working. So if you'd like to send us an email to the show for whatever, like maybe trivia question, trivia@uiwradio.com, or perhaps you have suggestions for our show, tips, T-I-P-S, @uiwradio.com is another email address that you might want to have handy. And I just mentioned trivia questions, so let's talk about what's going on in this week's trivia. For those who are regular listeners, you know this, but those who are joining us for the first time, we compete for fabulous prizes each and every week on the show. And this week's trivia question is pulled from a previous show. And the trivia question for this week is from our midweek update. And we discussed ways to avoid the pitfalls of peer pressure spending. All you have to do is name one of the tips that we talked about on the show, and you could be the lucky winner of your choice of a book autographed by a previous show guest or my current Bushido business book that's in stores now. Check it out at unlockyourwealth.com, but you know what? If you got the answer right, you won't have to because it will be yours, and I will personalize it to you or whoever you would like to give this book to. It includes my Bushido Financial Wellness in 3 Steps. It's about the Bushido Warriors Code and how we can take that code into our everyday lives as professionals, and there's a litany of authors. It's not just me. I got to have a chapter in with Tom Hopkins, Stephen Covey, and who's the other guy? I'm forgetting now. Oh, Brian Tracy. Yay! Brian, president of Me Inc. I remember when he told me that like 20 years ago. You're not working for someone, Heather. You are president of Me Inc. So what value are you bringing to their hour? Totally changed my perspective on employment and the whole gig. Anyway, so that's what this week's trivia question is on the midweek update, we discussed ways to avoid pitfalls over peer pressure spending. So you can call in Elena DeFiore, our illustrious program director and show hostess, for the chat room, our chat room moderator, and she will be taking your calls for potential right answers. You can call in at 718-508-9002. That, again, is 1-718-508-9002. Or you can chat in if the chat room is working. But to save yourself, you might want to – oh, there goes my switchboard again. Guess I'm not pressing any buttons for a while. Or you can just simply email us to ensure that your answer will be heard. And that is trivia, T-R-I-V-I-A, at uywradio.com. So send it. Go there. Call it. Make it happen. Win yourself some professional development materials. Pretty exciting stuff that we have. And we have a pretty exciting show coming up. Plus, we also have Minutes on Your Money and our Millionaire Minute. Exclusive interviews only here at Unlock Your Wealth Radio. But first, let's take a moment, shall we, and commune with our fabulous sponsors. And then we will be right back with more Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio and Minutes on Your Money up next. Stay tuned for more right after this.
Hi, this is Scott Black with EmpowerU.net. You're listening to Heather Wagenhals on Unlock Your Wealth Radio.
Hi, it's Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Sales Academy. You know, one thing I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Naturally, Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, and Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside. They knew they could easily become. Truly, financial coaching could be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll-free number again is 1-866-966-9420. Or simply visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K-Free Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power, or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95. at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, industries.com. Like, go there, totally.
Hi, this is Melanie, and I'm part of Two for the Road USA. I'm the X from Boomer and X. I've been test driving cars for several years, but in the last 18 months, I found it difficult to get in and out of the test vehicles. I kept complaining the manufacturers didn't make the seats large enough until I realized it was me who was too large at 220 pounds. Thanks to the Diradori weight loss program, I lost 50 pounds. The Diradori program is physician-supervised, non-surgical, safe, and effective, and you can lose up to 5 to 10 pounds the first week and 15 to 20 in a month. I did. It controls hunger and trains your body to burn fat, all on an easy-to-follow regimen of exercise, hydration, and delicious, healthy eating. It is a three-phase program combining medication, nutrition, and exercise. This is an affordable program with counselors available at any time. I went from a size 20 to a size 10 in 7 months, and I feel like a different person. Check out my photos on twofortheroadusa.com. Click on Watch Melanie Lose Weight on Diradori. Call Diradori now at 480-661-9662.
Wonder why money comes so easily to everyone but you? Tired of getting what you've always got? Need a new way of thinking to get ahead in life but don't have time to read a book on it? Now you can learn what the millionaires do that the masses don't with Unlock Your Wealth Radio to Go. Your 15-minute cup of millionaire motivation to get the specific strategies to ditch what doesn't work and have more of what you deserve in your everyday life. Join Heather Wagenhals to start your day the millionaire way. Listen to Heather Tuesdays at 6:30 a.m. Pacific Time at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Even in today's economy, I, Count Dracula, have had to foreclose on my castle. But because of Heather Wagenhals, Unlock Your Wealth Radio, I have not only reacquired my castle, but I have opened a resort for the undead. Tune in to Heather Wagenhals, Unlock Your Wealth Radio. She's the only one not trying to suck you dry.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening to Heather Wagenhals, Unlock Your Wealth Radio, in this technology-challenged Saturday. But never fear, we are still broadcasting and still here. So why don't we move forward with our first guest, Darren Gibson. As an owner and president of Burnham Gibson Financial Group, Inc., Darren Gibson is responsible for the management, strategy, business development, and overall leadership of the firm. A problem solver by nature, Gibson believes in the power of prudent financial planning, and he takes satisfaction in helping his clients look objectively at their financial situations. Throughout his 15-year career, Gibson has specialized in comprehensive financial and estate planning strategies for closely held businesses. Gibson currently manages more than $250 million in assets for individual and corporate clients. Gibson has also been an advisor with AXA Advisors, LLC, and is recognized annually as one of their top advisors. And he now joins us on Unlock Your Wealth Radio for the first time. Welcome to the broadcast, Darren.
Hi, Heather. How you doing?
I'm well. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
You know, we're in interesting times, wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, baby boomers are in a panic. Octogenarians have part-time jobs at the local super center, and they're continuing to live longer through the miracles of modern technology. And with that, the federal government completely mismanaged our housing crisis. Long-term or extended health care may be a growing reality for most aging Americans. And the media contradicts itself daily on the state of our economy.
Yeah, it's been a fun decade, to say the least, especially with the stock market not doing much of anything over the past 10 years either.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's no way that we can plan for retirement like we used to in the good old days. So what is the new retirement?
Yeah, we still have to plan, right? There's ever a shifting sands of the economy and times, and there's always negative things to point to, but overall, people still need to take the necessary steps to try and get their arms around where and how they're going to drive income. Social Security, which makes up a large percentage of income for majority of the population, even though it's a fairly small amount, relatively speaking, it was never meant to be a full retirement benefit. But due to a combination
Well, life expectancy was different, too.
Well, very much so, absolutely. But, you know, we've had historically low interest rates for a prolonged period of time. We've had extremely high consumerism. You know, people racked up credit card debt and went out and spent and shopped. And we've had major increase in volatility in the markets, which people don't have the stomach for at times. So it's caused a lot of concern and volatility in people's portfolios. All of those things have produced an outcome where people don't have the necessary savings to produce an adequate retirement living. And so they're faced with having to go back to work or work longer or cut their retirement expectations or a combination of all the above. But having said that, you know, the increased age of the population has also allowed many people to, you know, work well beyond their 70s and be very productive.
Well, what are some of the foundational things that have not changed about retirement? What are the must-haves in place that will always remain no matter what our economies are doing, no matter what life expectancies or governments are doing to us or for us or against us? What stays the same?
Well, I mean, at the basics, you have to spend less than you take in. so at the very basics, you need to make sure that you've put enough aside to be able to produce an income stream that's going to support your standard of living. And, for years, people had defined benefit plans. You know, my grandfather worked for the sawmill, and when he retired, he got a retirement income for the rest of his life. And whether you work for the airlines or the government or a myriad of different places, that was the standard. And so it allowed people to kind of budget, you know, and know that they put in their time and they're going to get an income stream. That's changed. You know, companies took on the burden and the risk of defined benefit plans, and most of them have either frozen or eliminated the defined benefit plans and instead chosen to move towards 401ks or defined contribution where it puts the onus of that risk and management on the employee. And so now people are faced with having an account balance in a 401k plan that they then need to do something with and somehow get money out of it and live off of it.
And therein lies the challenge, because whereas we had that defined benefit, we knew we were going to get X each and every month for the rest of our natural life. This is different because our investments have fluctuated. Some people actually sought out the guidance. I know when I was with one mortgage company, AXA was our advisor, and they would actually come in and do little workshops And they would explain to us that we were in charge of our money, and it wasn't just about throwing it in for a rainy day. It was about, okay, you actually have the freedom to control what type of investments you have, where they go, what you're invested in, to grow your nest egg. But most people don't get that, I don't think.
No, I mean, people are very good in all walks of life. They might be architects or mortgage brokers or a myriad of different occupations, and investments maybe isn't their background. So there are some people who actively enjoy watching their money and making investment choices. There's a whole large segment of the population that doesn't either have the acumen or the time or the energy or the resources to actually review that. So, you know, ideally those people would seek out the help of an advisor to guide them, because at its basic crux, you know, people need to have some direction on how much savings they should be putting away. And when they do put it away, it needs to be allocated in an appropriate fashion based on how much time they have till they're going to start drawing out money and how much risk they're willing to take. And just on that point, I think that the interesting thing that we encounter a lot is people who haven't saved enough but tend to be risk takers by nature. They might be in their late 50s or early 60s, and they still have an extremely high proportion amount of their overall balances in the stock market and equities. And you could be, you know, the most aggressive person in the world, but if you have a shortened window by which when you're going to start taking that income, you can't count on the market being cooperative during that period of time. You know, in contrast to that, if you're the most conservative person in the world, but you're 20 years old and you're not going to take the money out till you're 60, you know, arguably you should be more aggressive just because of the amount of time you have, because over 10 or 20 or 30 years, the market has a much better chance of doing well than in a 1 or 2 or 3 year period of time.
Now, I mean, there's so many different schools of thoughts on how to structure and invest. But since the ball game has been changing so much, what do you think the new ball game looks like?
Well, I think that for a majority of people, you know, they either haven't saved enough or they got very hard hit during the economic crisis over the past decade. The markets didn't perform as up to expectations. They had a lot of money in their house, which now isn't there. And so it's going to cause a lot of people to either, you know, have flexible work schedules or have part-time workloads. You know, people that I run into, they go back and consult on a part-time basis so that maybe they have, you know, a partial retirement, but then they can go back and actively do the things that they enjoy in the workforce, but on a consulting basis and based on what they choose to do. You know, it allows for a much greater degree of freedom from their work, so they can travel and enjoy retirement, but still be actively engaged. You know, speaking of ball games, we actually had a client who was retired, and she was able to meet her expenses, but she felt constrained. She wanted some funny money, you know, some things to go out and travel and do some extras. And she really enjoyed baseball. And so what she actually did is she got a job as a ticket taker at Angel Stadium. And so she would take tickets. She made a little bit of money. And then around the fourth inning, she got to kick off and go watch the rest of the game. So, you know, that was neat because she got to kind of combine the best of both worlds.
Right. And, you know, it's a stressful because you're like, how do I make lemons or lemonade from these lemons? You know, I'd rather be just paying and going to the ball game.
Yeah.
But I don't have those resources. So that was a great way to be creative and still achieve the same benefit by being able to go to the game. And she was able to supplement her income so she didn't have to spend money to go, and she made money being there. So that was pretty clever. You know, it's so hard, you know, to make choices like that. Overall, do you think that we should scale back our lofty goals for retirement, or can we create a happy, achievable retirement like that example? Is that a Lone Ranger kind of case, or are there more stories that you can be creative with?
Well, I think even, and I don't know, you know, when you run into different people who have retired, I mean, I run into a lot of people who are retired, but it's not what we think of as retirement maybe 20 years ago. They didn't stop working, and then they just have, you know, endless hours of free time. People are either actively engaged in charitable functions or local communities, or they're still working in some kind of role, because especially today, people are very active. People, you know, as you pointed out earlier, are living much longer. And part of health and happiness is feeling needed and appreciated and engaged in some type of activity. And oftentimes we get a lot of value out of the work that we do. So people may have had a career for 30 or 40 years in something, but maybe they go to work in something else that was a hobby or that they like doing. So I see a lot of people who've retired, and I do have those people who say, I don't know how I ever found the time to work with my golf and travel schedule, but I have a much larger segment of people who, you know, maybe sat around the house for a couple, 3 months and have said, I'm done with this, and they get back in some role. Either they help some startup company, you know, in some kind of consulting fashion, or they're actively engaged with their, you know, their church or some other organization and helping out. So I think that those individuals who really counted on retiring and being done, if they don't have a very large nest egg saved, then yeah, they're going to have to cut back their expectations. But I think for a majority of people, they're going to get some income from Social Security. They might get income from a legacy pension plan. They have some assets saved, and you know, they're going to put it together in a plan so that they can meet their needs and supplement it with, you know, maybe their activities that they wanted to do. They just want the choice of retirement. They want the ability to choose what they want to do instead of being feeling locked into a specific role.
Yeah, and I think there's a larger consideration that many of us aren't aware of. You know, given that we have longevity now, that when we had those defined benefit plans, you know, that's all people did is they just worked, they toiled themselves, worked their fingers to the bone. So by the time they finally did take a load off, they didn't have that many years left because they had deteriorated their health. They didn't have the same quality health care and technology that we do. And so for them, it was easy to go to say, all right, well, I'm going to play golf every day, and that's just going to be the way it is. But I think that it's not just the investment side of retirement that's changed, especially because markets and conditions within the marketplace have changed with regard to our last little hiccup and where people are in the saving spectrum, and a good portion of folks are in the baby boomer demographic that are getting ready to retire, and those are the ones that got whacked the most. But I think there's something larger at play with retirement in general because, you know, it made sense to retire at 55 when longevity went to 60, you know, so you could enjoy those last few years. But I'm almost feeling like because we have so much more time on the clock that we're either retiring too early, and take the money part out of the side, we're retiring too early and we're bored because our work life creates such a social network for us.
Yeah, very true.
And when we retire, we lose that unless we replace it with other activities, not necessarily other jobs, but maybe getting involved in a charitable organization where you're volunteering or things, you're still going, you're still engaged socially. And I think that's where a lot of people deteriorate is they don't have that social engagement anymore, and that's why either people don't retire, irrespective of the money, they either don't retire or they go back to work after they retire for that same reason. So I think that it's been defined differently, too, for most people. Would you agree with that?
Oh, very much so. Yeah, I mean, people, like I share, I mean, yeah, the social aspect is huge. And when you think about just your friends who you've, you know, culminated over the years, you have friends from many different, you know, paths, but a lot of them tend to be from work or, you know, previous work engagements because you work with these people all day long, all week, you're gonna have some kind of connection. So you see a lot of retirees who will still get together with, you know, with their, you know, maybe even come back and just kind of go to some of the social functions that work provides to be reengaged. So, yeah, I do agree, and it has changed the landscape with people living much longer.
So for the folks that have been kind of hit hard and they're not up for being a greeter at Walmart, where do we start with them, either to start out, maybe it's a young person, start out or start over, and create this new financial strategy? What kind of, you know, couple suggestions can you give us?
I mean, at its basic form, and nobody wants to hear this, but it's just purely budgeting. I mean, I can't tell you how many people I run into, and I say, you know, we need to sit down and kind of create an expense worksheet, and you just get people pushing back in their chair, and it's just not something people enjoy doing. It's not fun, you know. But if you just think about even the country as a whole, the crux of our problems are that we spend more than we make. And also, it's spent at various times throughout the year. So people might be living, you know, fine throughout the year, and they might be bringing in, you know, $4,000 or $5,000 a month, and their bills are getting paid. But then you have those expenses. You know, you have the car broke down unexpectedly, or, you know, we have taxes that that popped up. And that's really what throws people into disarray. And those things need to be factored in. I mean, people really need to take a cognizant look at what their income sources are and what the expenses are going to be on everything, and then create a rainy day fund. You know, having a money market or cash account to account for 3 to 6 months of potential income that could pay for expenses that are surprised, because that's what life throws you. It throws you curveballs, you know. But it's just a chain reaction of events where people don't expect something to occur. It does. It goes on a credit card. That's one added expense. The interest rate's high. And it's just a never-ending domino where they can't get out from underneath that. Once that occurs and people can be fairly disciplined in their spending habits, everything falls from that. You can then take your account balance and determine what you need to get as far as a rate of return in order to achieve your income. You have excess savings. You can take that savings and actually do something with it. So, you know, there's no magic. I mean, I'd like to say there's all these different tips and tricks. That it's very basic crux. It's making sure that you spend less than you make.
Yes. That is key. You have a 4% rule for a successful retirement. Would you like to share that with us?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a standard. I mean, a lot of people, like I shared, you know, had defined benefit plans, and now all of a sudden they don't. They have these large 401k balances, you know, and they don't know what to do with them. I mean, the common question that I get is, well, how am I going to get money out of that, or what does that mean to me in income? And it seems like a basic question, but you know, what do you do with a $500,000 401k balance? And outside of your home, that's the only asset you have, and now you're expected to live off of that whether you live 5 years or 35 years.
Yeah.
You know? And so, you know, what, you know, try and give some rules of thumbs, because then it gets very concerning and anxiety-ridden that you knew that you could always fall back on working. You know, if you're 65 or 70 years old, you still have potentially that option, but nowhere near you did when you were 40. When you're 40, you said, who cares? You know, if something happens, I can always just work. You know, but that window begins to shorten. So 4%, if you took whatever account balance is and you took 4% of the balance, arguably speaking, given some kind of, you know, moderate portfolio, that is a withdrawal rate that, taking into account inflation, is not going to necessarily deplete your account. You know, sometimes people will just begin taking out income savings, and the problem is that when the market goes up, there's obviously no issue. When you're deferring money into your 401k plan, when you're putting your money into the plan, and you're not taking any money out, it really doesn't matter what the market does. It can go up, it can go down, and it doesn't really have a major impact. When the market goes down and you're taking money out of it, there's an irreparable impact to that account balance, especially if it happens in early years, right? So if you run simulations and you say, well, you know, Mr. Smith, you know, is going to live to age 90 and he retires at age 60 and he can take out, you know, $50,000 a year and he will die with a penny based on a 6.5% rate of return at age 90, that's all well and good. But if for whatever reason you hit a market like 2008 in the first or second or third year of retirement, well, now Mr. Smith's probability of achieving success is gone down considerably.
Mm-hmm.
So we try and give a rule of thumb to people that, you know, roughly speaking, if you take out 4% of your balance, you know, then you should be okay, given all the different factors that can occur. It's not obviously hard and fast, but it's a rough rule of thumb that people can say, okay, well, I've got this much money, and I can produce this much income from that.
Great. Well, thank you so much for sharing such a wealth of knowledge and those great tips with us today. If folks want to get a hold of you, Darren, how can they do that?
Yeah, they can visit our website at burnhamgibson.com. That's www.burnhamgibson.com. Or they can call our offices at 949-833-5738.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining us on a Saturday. And for those of you without a pencil, we have links to Darren's website at ours, unlockyourwealth.com. We'll be right back with more Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio coming up right after this.
Hi, this is Melanie, and I'm part of Two for the Road USA. I'm the X from Boomer and X. I've been test driving cars for several years, but in the last 18 months, I found it difficult to get in and out of the test vehicles. I kept complaining the manufacturers didn't make the seats large enough until I realized it was me who was too large at 220 pounds. Thanks to the Diradori weight loss program, I lost 50 pounds. The Diradori program is physician-supervised, non-surgical, safe, and effective, and you can lose up to 5 to 10 pounds the first week and 15 to 20 in a month. I did. It controls hunger and trains your body to burn fat, all on an easy-to-follow regimen of exercise, hydration, and delicious, healthy eating. It is a three-phase program combining medication, nutrition, and exercise. This is an affordable program with counselors available at any time. I went from a size 20 to a size 10 in 7 months, and I feel like a different person. Check out my photos on twofortheroadusa.com. Click on Watch Melanie Lose Weight on Diradori. Call Diradori now at 480-661-9662.
Wonder why money comes so easily to everyone but you? Tired of getting what you've always got? Need a new way of thinking to get ahead in life but don't have time to read a book on it? Now you can learn what the millionaires do that the masses don't with Unlock Your Wealth Radio to Go. Your 15-minute cup of millionaire motivation to get the specific strategies to ditch what doesn't work and have more of what you deserve in your everyday life. Join Heather Wagenhals to start your day the millionaire way. Listen to Heather Tuesdays at 6:30 a.m. Pacific Time at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Hi, it's Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Sales Academy. You know, one thing I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Naturally, Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, and Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside. They knew they could easily become. Truly, financial coaching should be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll free number again is 1-866-966-9420. Or simply visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis. KinesisIndustries.com. Like, go there, totally.
Too much month left over at the end of the money? Tired of stretching out your paycheck to the very last penny? Learn how to think like a millionaire, live within your means, and find true financial freedom with Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. Tune in to the midweek update. 30 minutes of all the tips and tricks you need to manage your money. Listen to Heather Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio, and I am she, your purveyor of prosperity and
guess what? Do you know what time it is? Yes, it's that time again for our Millionaire Minute. This is when we crawl into the heads of top millionaire thinkers and put out 60 seconds of tips, tricks, and tools you can incorporate into your life right now to start your day the millionaire way. And today's Millionaire Minute is focusing on my personal finance secrets for professional success workshop that I facilitated yesterday down at the University of Arizona for our sports entrepreneurship class. And one thing that stands out from everything else that the millionaires know that the masses don't practice is belief in themselves. And their beliefs are in line with their values. And when I say their beliefs are in line with their values, millionaires know over the masses that some of the things that we learned about money growing up isn't necessarily true. However, many of those things that we learned, we took in subconsciously, and they fly under the radar, undetected, until they create so much chaos and sabotage that we finally identify what it is that's going wrong and move to correct it. So our Millionaire Minute today is to focus on what are your core beliefs. What have you learned about money? Take out a sheet of paper and write everything that you heard about money, good, bad, and indifferent. Things like a penny saved is a penny earned, or money doesn't grow on trees. And take a look at the opposite of each of those statements to determine whether or not your belief is true. And if it's not, you must work to replace those ideas. And the sooner you do that, the faster you will receive the abundance that the universe wants to give you. That is all for today's Millionaire Minute. To get more in-depth information on how millionaires think and succeed, please tune in to our Tuesday show at 6:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, where we broadcast the Unlock Your Wealth Radio to Go. It is 15 minutes, your morning cup of millionaire motivation to help you start your day the millionaire way. Now, we have so much more in store for you coming up on this week's show. One of the things that I'm excited for as we move into the next hour, and I set my file down a little too far where I can't reach it. There we go. Silly me. I know better than that. I want to tell you about my upcoming guests. Catherine Minshew and Amanda Pouchot are co-founders of Pretty Young Professional, the ultimate career and lifestyle resource for smart young women. Catherine, who is PYP's editor-in-chief, was a management consultant at McKinsey & Company and then worked on Rwanda's national strategic plan for the HPV vaccine. So for us girls, because men don't know what that means, that's the human papilloma virus. Introduction with the Clinton Foundation before founding PYP. Amanda comes from a great background also, who is also PYP's head of campus outreach, received her bachelor's in sociology with a focus on social psychology from UC Berkeley. At UC Berkeley, Amanda was named Order of Omega and Cal Greek's Woman of the Year for her contribution to the Cal and Greek community as a two-time Panhellenic Executive Council member. After graduating, Amanda worked at McKinsey & Company's organization practice with a focus on women's leadership development. She was also a 2010 WIE Symposium Young Champion for Women. And these two make their debut appearance on our show today from unlockyourwealth.com. Welcome to the broadcast, Catherine and Amanda. How are you?
We're doing great. Thank you so much for having us.
Well, I'm excited to have you both on the show. What an amazing feat that you guys have accomplished with Pretty Young Professional. What gave you the idea?
So we really wanted to create a place where the Gen Y woman would feel supported and engaged in figuring out her career after college. And so we became each other's support networks and thought, why don't we provide this support to everyone else?
Amanda and I were coworkers in our first job as management consultants, and we realized we were quickly becoming these point people for questions around how to behave in a professional sense, taking your first job, changing careers, managing someone else for the first time. And we looked out, you know, sort of in the broader world for resources that answered those questions. We realized there really wasn't one place to go, and so we decided we should create it.
Yeah, I like how you encompass all things that have to do with being professional, and there's some interesting irony here, which is my husband and I teach a sports entrepreneurship class at the University of Arizona, and I did a whole segment on networking, but I broke it down to specific etiquette, specific engagement, how to articulate yourself. And I know when I was flipping through your website, I found business and booze, happy hour etiquette. And I was like, I just covered this topic. So I think you guys are really in tune with well-rounding things. What resources were out there before there was this website?
So when you take a look at the resources out there for young professionals, there's a lot that is gender neutral. And then there's a lot that's focused on a much later stage employee or person in their career.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. As soon as you, I think, start considering having children or become middle management, there are a wealth of very, very high-quality resources available, everything from Working Mother to Harvard Business Review. But when you start looking for very targeted advice for someone starting out in the professional world, you know, there are resources, but I think they're very, very difficult for the average young professional to find. And what's more, we felt like there was a specific need for something aimed at young women. Because while, you know, while in general I think it's a great time to be a young woman in the workforce, there are certainly some challenges that are sort of unexpected, such as how do you develop a mentorship relationship if most of the potential mentors in your office are much older men, particularly for people who are working late, where mentoring might take place, you know, at 9, 10 p.m. at night. You know, and this is something I saw, again, as a consultant. We also, I think, talk a lot about how to navigate this line between being assertive, feeling comfortable negotiating a raise, asking for a promotion or for more responsibility, but without coming off as, you know, too aggressive or kind of the dreaded B word.
Yeah, the B word, I like that. You've got a lot of B words on here on your website, amazingly enough. You have the different categories that folks can flip through, be educated, be employed, be successful, be real. How did you come up with these six categories?
Well, we started out actually involving our entire team. Amanda and I are the two main co-founders of the site, but we also have an incredible team of associates and interns who are really engaged in making PYP everything that it is. And so we actually initially took a look at the articles and the topics we were covering and asked each person individually to think about how intuitively they would organize this. And when we came together, we realized that there were really these very important and very interrelated facets of each young professional's life, whether it was learning, starting a job, then advancing and achieving more success in that career, as well as, you know, connecting to other young professionals and balancing that sort of life outside of work.
It's very important for us to remember that we are talking to the entire young woman, and our uniqueness as a company is that we're speaking to her through her career and believing that a large part of her identity is her career, but also recognizing that there's a lot more that goes into life than just your day-to-day job.
Mm-hmm. What kind of advice are you giving to young women when they're going out into the workplace to begin with? What are some of the things that young women should know?
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, I think that Showing initiative at all stages of your career is something that's really positive and that can't be encouraged enough. We often speak with women who are afraid to put themselves out there or to make suggestions, and we really encourage them to go ahead and find small steps they're comfortable making. And I'll give you two examples. The first is for someone who's looking for a job. And in addition to standard advice on having a great resume and really doing a killer interview, we also really encourage people to try things like informational interviews. So, for example, if they're interested in working at a company but they don't necessarily have an in there, a great thing to do is to try and find someone at that company who will sit down and talk with you for 15 to 30 minutes. You know, you're not asking for a job, and I think that's really important, but you want to engage with them and ask for advice. And often by establishing this sort of relationship, showing that you're willing to go the extra mile, that you're, a very sort of engaged person and you're committed to learning more about the industry and that company, that can eventually lead to other opportunities that you might not have found had you not taken that initiative. I think the second example for people who are at work is to be vocal about asking for more responsibility. And there's a specific way I think that that we really suggest people do this. For example, just going to your supervisor and saying, I'd like more responsibility. Can you give me something else to do? That puts all of the onus on them to come up with a project. And so we offer several different suggestions on the website, but my favorite is to take a look around the company or your team and find out what needs aren't being met or what projects aren't being covered right now. Where could you bring additional value? And then at that point in time, go to your team or your supervisor or someone who has authority and say, I really identified this and I'd love to take that on, or I'd love to help out in this area. Can I do that? I think that puts you in a much stronger position and makes you seem like a leader as opposed to a dependent.
Definitely. And one other thing to add to that is we like to tell women, don't be afraid to make mistakes. You're not expected to know everything. You're not expected to be perfect, but you are expected to learn from your mistakes. So that's another way you can really get ahead is take chances and take risks. But if you are making mistakes, learn why you're making those mistakes and try to fix them.
That's some pretty solid advice, and that's probably a universal advice piece, too, for folks, because so many times people, not just in Gen Y, but Gen X and baby boomers, I've even seen it where they make mistakes and they don't accept the responsibility of learning what to do next and how to shortcut that learning curve and not make that same mistake again. So the sooner someone masters that, the better off that they're going to be professionally, for sure.
Absolutely. And to your point, we've actually been surprised how the site has been attracting readers from outside of our core demographic.
Mm-hmm.
We have a contingent of readers who are mid to late 30s and older. We have actually a surprisingly strong contingent of male readers. And when we ask them why they find PYP to be useful, they often tell us it's because most of the advice is equally applicable to either gender, and the few things that aren't are issues they never would have thought of, that really make them think, oh, that's interesting. I wouldn't have considered that to be an obstacle. And I think in that way, we're kind of excited to be raising awareness as well.
What do you think your best resource on your website is? Or maybe that's putting you guys on the spot because you might have your own favorite based on whichever part of the website you work on. But what's most accessed on this website? What category or particular article do people go to the most often?
So one thing I'm most excited about and I think is very useful is we have a career resource section which profiles different young women in different careers. We're growing that by the week. Right now there's about 20, covering everything from what it's like to work for an NGO to being a female iBanker on Wall Street. And we also cover the arts. I think that's a great resource because we ask people to fill them in anonymously so that they can share with us the best part of their job and the actual worst points. So they're giving you the real feedback that you would not necessarily get from someone else, and you're getting insider tips about what it's really like to do this job, and they take it a next step further and let you know about what you need to know to get into this career.
Mm-hmm. I would also say that, oh, And so that my favorite part of the site is our forums as well. It's something that we started relatively recently, and they're still growing, but I think it's really exciting to see specific real-life questions from people who are using the site, and then we do our best to match those people to answers and to expert advice so that they can kind of take the broad frameworks of PYP and apply it to specific situations.
What is probably the most valuable resource, whether it's accessed or not on your site as much as it should be, what do you think is the most powerful resource PYP has to offer?
I think it's the women that are involved, and that's from just our founding team, but to also the over 100 people in our community that are helping support and are very active in, you know, raising awareness about PYP, creating articles for PYP, or just holding discussions about what it's like to be a young woman. I think that that's our biggest value, is that we're providing this community and network to engage and also empower young women.
We've really developed a formidable group of writers and contributors. We started out with a core of perhaps 20 individuals and have grown really by leaps and bounds over the last few months. Often it's people who find us through Facebook, through Google, through Twitter, and they click our link, get involved, and they say, you know, I have experience in this area and I'd like to contribute something. Or they're individuals that we've met in person or reached out to contribute their interests. And I think the fact that so many really just incredible, fascinating women have kind of signed on to offer their expertise and their perspective is what gives us our edge.
Yeah, it's tough as a young woman coming up, and I remember the struggles that I had, but we didn't have internet. We didn't have internet like we have now. It was just in its formative stages when I was in my 20s. And I really didn't even start using the internet until I was about 25, 26, when it really started to actually have individual websites, when it was more than just Prodigy and AOL. There was just only a few things that you could do back when I started. And to have a resource like this would have been extremely helpful to me back when I was that age. Had I not thought out some of these things on my own, I tend to be atypical when it comes to creating resources when I don't know things. And this week's key is knowledge is power, not knowing is powerful. And we don't know what we don't know. And that sounds kind of funny or redundant or maybe perhaps a bit cliche. But unless someone brings it to the surface of our awareness, stuff like should I drink or not drink at a work function or a networking event where I'm representing my company, or how do I approach my boss for a raise and do it in a diplomatic fashion and make sure that I stand my ground and don't let myself get walked all over, these are things that we don't occur to us that we might need to know this. But I think the valuable resources that your website is providing is kind of a knowledge checklist, just like we do here with our money management with the unlockyourwealth.com website and our radio program listeners. We have our knowledge checklist. This is what I need to know about money. This is what I do know. This is what I don't know. Do I want to learn this? Do I want to delegate it? How do I want to handle these other things? And what I like about your site is it's laid out in that fashion where, here, this is what you need to be aware of to be connected, to be involved, to be, you know, assertive in your profession, to be appropriate. And I really enjoyed that. What am I missing that we haven't talked about with regard to your website?
That's a great question. I think I think that on our end, we've really enjoyed as we started this 6 months ago, and as we've watched it grow, we've really enjoyed sort of responding to reader comments and reader questions and sort of understanding what is it exactly that people are looking for, because I think this is a niche that's relatively new. Yeah, and that does surprise me that so few resources are targeting this really, you know, growing demographic of very, very smart, passionate, engaged young women. But I think when I think about where we've come, it is interesting to me. You were saying that you don't know what you don't know. And one of the things that I do think PYP has been useful for as well is that, you know, when I graduated from college, I was firmly convinced that there was no difference whatsoever between men and women in the workforce. And coming out of, you know, a great university where I felt, you know, completely equal to my male classmates, it was just something that I never had considered as an issue before. And I think it was interesting getting into the workforce. You know, we've really come so far, and I think most conscious forms of sexism have disappeared, but there are these sort of more subtle obstacles that that are different for young females versus young males. And it's an interesting kind of discovering and addressing those.
Yeah. And one of the big things we want to do is encourage young women to dream big, to see themselves in the top leadership positions of every facet of our society. One of the things we always say is the first female president of the United States is a PYP reader. So we really believe that by helping young women navigate their early career, we're going to help get more women into top leadership positions.
Well, I plan to run for president in 2020, so maybe I should be reading more about your website then.
Absolutely.
I'll have you guys on my campaign committee. How's that?
We'd love it.
You know, but I'm big into that. I've always felt that women make excellent leaders, and women look at things from a completely different perspective than men do. And with that, there's a level of insight that we bring to the table. And to kind of circle back to what you were saying just a moment ago about getting into the workforce, you know, women have bigger opportunities than ever before, the ones that are coming up the pipeline, because you in this demographic have not had the struggles that my mother had or that I have had in carving out your niche for yourself. And I think that the men in your demographic are going to be a lot more sensitive to that, because there's a lot more men in your demographic that were raised without fathers, so they're used to being around women in dominant roles. I think that there's a different sense of leadership between men and women in this demographic versus the old guard. My guess would be that you'd probably be having problems with the older crowd, those that either I grew up with or that I was subordinated to. And I think a lot of that is going away for your age demographic, which would make it even more possible for women to hit untold heights in different companies, or to be able to break out on their own and become entrepreneurs in their own right. I mean, I think about Mary Kay, and I think about all of the other companies that are led by women. Veuve Clicquot is led by a woman, the big champagne company. So it's very, very possible and very, very probable, but there are things that, regardless of your age and regardless of how informal our younger society has become personally, the rules in business have not changed. And I go around and around with some of the younger women that have worked with me over the years. You know, cleavage is not acceptable. I don't care where you come from. You can be feminine and appropriate without having to distract men, because men are easily distracted. No matter how much they try, we have to remember that we're not really the weaker sex, that it's them, and we need to make sure that we're working hard to keep them in check, and that we're working in an appropriate fashion. And so I'm really enjoying your website. What do you see your website for the future, other than fostering the next president of the United States? What else do you see?
Well, we're pretty excited about a website redesign that we have coming up. One of the things we've heard from a lot of our readers is that our current site design makes it difficult for them to find the content that they need at that specific point in their life. And it's interesting because, you know, unlike a traditional news site where what you want is the most recent, that's not necessarily the case for what we're doing. We might have published negotiate a raise 2 months ago, but if you're getting ready to go into a salary discussion, that's the article that you want. And so we're actually really excited to be announcing that we'll be relaunching a very beautiful, brand new version of our website in about 2 weeks, which is something we're looking forward to in the short term. In the long term, we actually really want to grow PYP far beyond where it is right now, to become the destination for this demographic, for young professional women. We are working very hard sort of internally to introduce new interactive options to connect PYPs with each other, to potentially connect them with older sister-type mentors, with experts in various areas, and with jobs and companies that are looking for them. So I really think that that what you're seeing now is just the beginning.
How scary to think that I'd be considered an older sister, but I think that's the demographic I fit in. You know, we always want to be young. I don't, you know, I feel timeless because I've never borne a child personally. So I kind of think of myself as still like that 20-something, even though I'm in my 40s. It's so scary. Oh, I don't grow up.
You know, and I think, though, that one of the things we'd love to do is kind of find a way to, you know, to keep people within the PYP community as they do learn, grow older, because that experience is tremendously valuable. And I think that's how, you know, the best learning is done, is people who have been through situations and are able to share those experiences. And so, again, that's, you know, that's something that I think we'd like to do is to keep this somewhere where all PYPs, regardless of age, can come in and kind of share their expertise.
Well, you can't call us old PYPs. You got to figure out some other thing then. We need our own hip, like, terminology so we don't feel so old. But, no, I mean, I think about how much value I would have received having someone, you know, my age being able to kind of tell me, that wasn't my mother, to tell me how it's done. And I think about, I could probably write a book with all of my, don't do that again. Because goodness knows I've had one or two of those, Helden. But, you know, learning by experience is a fabulous thing. I just wish it didn't sting so much.
Well, and it's been fascinating lately as we've instituted a new weekly editorial pitch meeting where we have everyone in our editorial team and others within the organization that are interested submit ideas for articles. And it's so often based on, this is a mistake I've made. Let's write an article so that nobody else makes it. Or, this is a question someone posed to me, and I have absolutely no idea what the answer is. Let's find an expert and get that down on paper. And so, you know, I really agree with you. One of the articles, actually, that I'm looking forward to writing in probably a couple weeks or a month or two is, yeah, the, you know, the top 10 things I did that you should never, ever do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a top 200 list of that. But
perfect. Send
that
it
I could probably. Yeah, that's great. So how do you find your experts?
Well, it's a pretty good combination of personal networks, you know, the magic of the internet. We have right now sort of around 100, 105 people who are part of PYP in some form or other. So we usually start there. We have been just really incredible to, incredibly blessed to have been introduced to a wide variety of people who are experts both within career issues, you know, issues around young professional women, but also in health, you know, in other areas as well. If we can't find somebody from within that group, then we'll often go to either Google. There's a great service called Harrow, Help a Reporter Out. We've got, you know, close partnerships with several other companies that are also in this space, and we can, you know, go to them. But it sort of depends on the question. For larger questions, we'll often try and consult several different experts to make sure we're really triangulating a response that we feel comfortable sharing as, you know, as a best practice.
Well, that's just, I really am admiring of both of your enthusiasm for life and for your professions, and to come up with a website like this is pretty doggone ingenious. So you two should give yourselves quite a pat on the back for that.
Thank you. We're really excited to see the difference that we're making in other women's lives, and also the experience for us has just been such an amazing opportunity to really, you know, give back what we've learned and also continue to learn from others.
Mm-hmm. Well, if folks wanted to get involved, read the articles, participate in your forums, how do people find you?
You can check us out online at www.prettyyoungprofessional.com. And we also are on, we're very active on Twitter at PYPro. And if they're interested in getting involved, a great way is to just send us an email. It's either you can send it to Amanda@prettyyoungprofessional.com or Catherine@prettyyoungprofessional.com.
And for those of you listening who have trouble with spelling, we also have pypmedia.com, and that goes to the emails as well. Catherine@pypmedia, Amanda@pypmedia. And, yeah, we'd love to hear suggestions, thoughts, comments. Follow us on Twitter, us on Facebook, check out the website, and definitely subscribe to the newsletter because you can win lots of great stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, we like winning lots of great stuff. And for those that can't spell or are unable to write down the website, as always, our show guests have links at unlockyourwealth.com. Thank you both for stopping by, and we have more Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio right after this.
Hi, this is Scott Black with EmpowerU.net. You're listening to Heather Wagenhall's on Unlock Your Wealth Radio.
Hi, it's Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Sales Academy. You know, one thing I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Naturally, Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, and Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside. They knew they could easily become. Truly, financial coaching could be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll-free number again is 1-866-966-9420, or simply visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, industries.com. Like, go there totally.
Hi, this is Melanie, and I'm part of Two for the Road USA. I'm the X from Boomer and X. I've been test driving cars for several years, but in the last 18 months, I found it difficult to get in and out of the test vehicles. I kept complaining the manufacturers didn't make the seats large enough until I realized it was me who was too large at 220 pounds. Thanks to the Diradori weight loss program, I lost 50 pounds. The Diradori program is physician-supervised, non-surgical, safe, and effective, and you can lose up to 5 to 10 pounds the first week and 15 to 20 in a month. I did. It controls hunger and trains your body to burn fat, all on an easy-to-follow regimen of exercise, hydration, and delicious, healthy eating. It is a three-phase program combining medication, nutrition, and exercise. This is an affordable program with counselors available at any time. I went from a size 20 to a size 10 in 7 months, and I feel like a different person. Check out my photos on twofortheroadusa.com. Click on Watch Melanie Lose Weight on Diradori. Call Diradori now at 480-661-9662.
Wonder why money comes so easily to everyone but you? Tired of getting what you've always got? Need a new way of thinking to get ahead in life but don't have time to read a book on it? Now you can learn what the millionaires do that the masses don't with Unlock Your Wealth Radio to Go. Your 15-minute cup of millionaire motivation to get the specific strategies to ditch what doesn't work and have more of what you deserve in your everyday life. Join Heather Wagenhals to start your day the millionaire way. Listen to Heather Tuesdays at 6:30 a.m. Pacific Time at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Even in today's economy, I, Count Dracula, have had to foreclose on my castle. But because of Heather Wagenhals Unlock Your Wealth Radio, I have not only reacquired my castle, but I have opened a resort for the undead. Tune in to Heather Wagenhals Unlock Your Wealth Radio. She's the only one not trying to suck you dry.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening to Heather Wagenhals Unlock Your Wealth Radio. And this technologically challenged Saturday before the Easter Bunny arrives, bringing us colored eggs and cool stuff. For those of you who are regular listeners, are you practicing no seasonal exceptions? Are you keeping those dollars of yours in your wallet and finding alternative ways to celebrate this particular holiday? Because I'll be really proud of you if you are. For those of you joining us for the first time, that's one of our keys in our Keys to Riches Financial Wellness Series. And thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to the broadcast. And the Keys to Riches is a baker's dozen of financial concepts that not only teach you how to think like the rich and be in control of your own money, but also gives you specific techniques to create or fix your credit, reduce debt, save and invest, building wealth through real estate, all while transforming your current financial habits into healthy money management skills. And we do this one key at a time, one week at a time. And this week's key is knowledge is power, not knowing is powerful. And why would it seem that we would think that not knowing things would be powerful? Well, precisely for this reason, because once you have identified where you lack knowledge, we can move to correct it. Now, when we were talking on our Unlock Your Wealth Radio To Go show this Tuesday, we had an interesting topic we were working on, and one of the things that I shared when it came to knowing is that you can have a perspective and allow fear to intimidate you. And fear will do one of two things. It'll paralyze you or propel you. And you can take fear and use it to propel you in ways and directions you probably didn't really think possible. It's not that we're not capable. It's that we don't believe we are capable. And that's most of our issue in life, is we don't believe we're capable of things. And they're like, oh, well, I don't know, and we get afraid of the unknown. But what we need to do is just take a look at what makes us fearful and identify it, write it down. What are we afraid of? We lost all our money. We lost our job. We lost our house. I was incapacitated due to a car accident, or I'm unable to care for myself, and I don't know if I have enough resources to provide for my family because I haven't really planned for things like that. I mean, most of the things that we're afraid of is the unknown. But we can fix that by identifying what it is that we don't know and go find it out. Not knowing isn't a bad thing. What is limiting is not finding out. And it all starts with a simple paradigm shift, and we talked about this on Tuesday's show, so I don't want to be too redundant for the regular listeners. But on Tuesday's show, we just shift our paradigm from being afraid of the unknown to saying, you know what? There isn't anything I don't know. There are just things I may not have learned yet. Think about how empowering that is. There isn't anything I don't know. There are just things that I may not have learned yet. And how empowering can that possibly be with a statement like that? Think about that. Because fear is usually the fear of the unknown. And if we just absolve to not know, how much power would we then have? So much so, in fact, that it can completely change our lives for the better when we switch how we view it. It's a very simple thing. One of the things that kills us as business people and then professional people and then living our personal lives is we kind of think of all of those things as separate, and we feel like for some reason it's okay to run our personal financial lives differently than we would our professional financial lives, especially if we're company owners. That's a big thing. We could be company owners and we could be making great financial decisions in our business, but then on the personal side, completely drop the ball because for some reason we feel like it's different. I'll tell you that reason. It's because we're emotionally engaged into the topic. That's most of the problem. But let me tell you that in just mere moments, we are going to learn how to correct all of that and reduce that fear of the unknown to virtually nothing. You are listening to The Keys to Riches on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. We will be right back with more coming up after this.
Hi, this is Melanie, and I'm part of Two for the Road USA. I'm the X from Boomer and X. I've been test driving cars for several years, but in the last 18 months, I found it difficult to get in and out of the test vehicles. I kept complaining the manufacturers didn't make the seats large enough until I realized it was me who was too large at 220 pounds. Thanks to the Diradori weight loss program, I lost 50 pounds. The Diradori program is physician-supervised, non-surgical, safe, and effective, and you can lose up to 5 to 10 pounds the first week and 15 to 20 in a month. I did. It controls hunger and trains your body to burn fat, all on an easy-to-follow regimen of exercise, hydration, and delicious, healthy eating. It is a three-phase program combining medication, nutrition, and exercise. This is an affordable program with counselors available at any time. I went from a size 20 to a size 10 in 7 months, and I feel like a different person. Check out my photos on twofortheroadusa.com. Click on Watch Melanie Lose Weight on Diradori. Call Diradori now at 480-661-9662.
Wonder why money comes so easily to everyone but you? Tired of getting what you've always got? Need a new way of thinking to get ahead in life but don't have time to read a book on it? Now you can learn what the millionaires do that the masses don't with Unlock Your Wealth Radio To Go. Your 15-minute cup of millionaire motivation to get the specific strategies to ditch what doesn't work and have more of what you deserve in your everyday life. Join Heather Wagenhals to start your day the millionaire way. Listen to Heather Tuesdays at 6:30 a.m. Pacific Time at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Hi, it's Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Sales Academy. You know, one thing I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Naturally, Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, and Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside. They knew they could easily become. Truly, financial coaching could be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll-free number again is 1-866-966-9420, or simply visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, industries.com. Like, go there, totally.
Too much month left over at the end of the money? Tired of stretching out your paycheck to the very last penny? Learn how to think like a millionaire, live within your means, and find true financial freedom with Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. Tune in to the Midweek Update, 30 minutes of all the tips and tricks you need to manage your money. Listen to Heather Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening to the Keys to Riches on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. And we are talking knowledge is power, not knowing is powerful. And before the break, talk about fear. Well, it's there. You know, there's really not such a thing as being fearless. But what we need to do, instead of worrying about being fearless and eliminating fear, is just reduce it to something manageable and be courageous instead. Courageous enough to recognize there's a knowledge deficit somewhere and that we need to fix it. So here are some of the categories that are on the unlockyourwealth.com website for this week's strategy. Our featured strategies are what we call our knowledge checklist, the knowledge checklist. I don't know why I always do that. I don't know. I'm kind of goofy like that. So in my book, Bushido Business, with Tom Hopkins, Stephen Covey, and Brian Tracy, what I covered was I took the Bushido code of the Bushido Warriors, and then I figured out a way to blend those qualities of a Bushido warrior into what we need to know financially to survive and thrive in this lifetime. So it's pretty cool how I came up with this. And essentially, there are five categories that you need to be aware of. And this is part of your knowledge checklist, or you can read in depth on it if you go to unlockyourwealth.com and own the book today. And subscribers to the website, which it's free to subscribe, gives you an instant discount on the book. So it's a pretty cool deal. So when we talk about what areas of concern we need to address, there are five of them. And we need to have specific knowledge in each of these categories. And the list is too long because we'd be all day long at this. So that's why there's the worksheet on the website. How fabulous is that? Awesome. So then you don't have to take notes. All you got to do is surf over to unlockyourwealth.com and get it done. So the five areas of concern that we must address are income and expenses, protections, asset accumulation, asset multiplication, and asset preservation. You notice there's a lot of assets in this, and it makes me think of the author we had on, which she wrote the book, Do My Assets Look Fat? I sure hope mine do. I don't want those on a diet, that's for sure. So what we need to know in the first category with regard to income and expenses, we have to have basic math skills, and we need to be able to open and operate successfully checking accounts, savings accounts. We need to understand certificates of deposit, money market accounts, any credit cards, any loans, any mortgages. And we probably should have a safety deposit box that we can put our important documents in. Additional skills are being able to do our evaluations, which as a regular listener to the Unlock Your Wealth program, you learn how to do this when we do our review, revise, and recommit and our initial break the budget, where we find out where I'm at, where I'm going, and what's the difference. So you need to have basic math skills to be able to identify and do these types of worksheets. And then these, and that's just to exist. That's just dealing with the money that comes in and the money that goes out. Now you have to worry about these other three categories. Actually, the other four categories. You got protections, which is about ensuring your success. And the purpose of protecting yourself is against future loss. And think of insurance as a way to rent a big pile of money someone else might want to relieve you of, like a doctor for a big doctor bill or a hospital type thing, somebody who has an accident or an injury on or with property of yours. If you've had your identity stolen, or if you become incapacitated and are unable to work, or if you die, how do you take care of the folks you leave behind? This is super important, and that's essentially what insurance is for, is it's renting a big pile of money until you have your own. And the key is until you have your own. Like, insurance is not supposed to be forever. It's supposed to cover you until you build your own wealth. So that's the key to understanding insurance, and a lot of people dismiss it because they think I can't afford it, but you can't afford not to have it. Because when people sue you and get judgments against you, it sticks with you forever. You can't get rid of them. And so anytime you buy property, they're going to seize it or they'll garnish your wages. Who wants that? So in addition to our protections, that's, you know, renting a big pile of money until we have our own, now we have to think about how do we accrue that big pile of money. Well, our own blood, sweat, and tears is one way, but it's not necessarily the most effective way, because what we should do is employ our dollars and get the money that we make out there working for us. Okay? Get the money that we make out there working for us. So while we're slaving away at whatever it is that we do each and every day, toiling away for the master, our money is toiling away for its master, which is you. How great would that be to have your own, like, minions? So every dollar you invest is another dollar working for you. It's just like a little employee of yours. You can go send them off to work. And then you want to check up on them to make sure that they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. So you have to understand the types of investment vehicles that you use to create your wealth. Asset multiplication is then, after we accumulate all of this moolah, we need to exponentially duplicate our effectiveness. And so this is important, to systematically set aside our own resources and then go crack the whip and make it work for us. Now, after we've done that and made it work for us, now we got to think about asset preservation. How do I keep what I have worked so hard for and what I have invested with such savvy for? Now I got to think, how do I keep it? I need to keep it from sue happy people that want to relieve me of my money. I need to keep it from charlatans who want to seduce me into their stupid investment schemes. And we also want to shield our assets from Uncle Sam, the worst relative in our family. And he's got a couple other cousins too. We got State Sam and then City Sam. I've seen City Sam, and I've got County Sam too, in some of the areas that I'm in. Ugh, it's craziness. So we need to think about that. And then we also need to think about our legacy. That goes into all of that. What happens when we go? What do we want done with our money?
how do we want our name or our family preserved for future generations? This is just a beginning list. There's so much more stuff. But these are the things that you need to say, okay, what do I know about these things? If it's nothing, I need to start reading about it. You know, you can be more than savvy in any industry if you read three credible books by different authors on a subject, because you'll get three different points of view. But some will overlap, and they'll validate what each other's saying. That's all it takes is three. If you read more than three books in any given category, you will know at least as much, or perhaps more, unfortunately, than some industry professionals in any given category. In any given category. It's amazing. So if you're a hobbyist, you can read three books about crocheting, like I do. I read tons of crochet stuff. There's always a new technique. Somebody's always figuring out another way. And in some cases, I'm a leader, and in some cases, I'm a follower. I am just not that inventive when it comes to crochet stitches, but I can copy like a madman. Let me just tell you. So I'm okay with being a follower because I can still make some cool stuff. But, you know, I mean, what my purpose of saying that is it's not limited to your financial life about the reading thing. You can take that and apply that to any area of your life. So what I would do is go out and get a mini education first on whatever it is that you're thinking about doing. And they don't have to be thick books. I'm not talking novels, 100 pages. There's a lot of quick how-to, bare-bones type of investment guides, banking guides, and we're coming out with our own crisis management series at the end of fall for you. We're going to kick off our new book, though, in around September. I'm so excited. But we'll have our little money management guide that you can start using to build that financial knowledge that you need in specific areas. And the reason why you want to do that is, I'm not saying give up your day job so you can be a trader on Wall Street. Not at all. But in order to assess the right professional, you have to have a minimum working knowledge about some of these things, or you'll get taken for a ride. I think about the sports entrepreneurship class my husband and I teach down at the University of Arizona. And yesterday he was talking about three particular players, and because I'm not that into sports, like following it and everything, like if I get to go to a game, like, that'd be cool, but I'm not going to follow the NFL just, you know, to follow it. If I can't be at a game, there's no deal for me. So, but he mentioned three different players who either got screwed out of their money from their agents because they didn't know what they were doing, or they just blew their brains out spending. How do you peel through $30 million and file a bankruptcy? Nicolas Cage, he mentioned, just filed bankruptcy for $30 million. At what point was his brain going, uh-oh, you better stop. Better slow down there, Nicky Boo. Nope, didn't have it. And something along the way happened to him in one of these five categories. My guess is income and expenses on most all of them. The one deal with the agent, that's trusting somebody with your moolah. That falls into the asset preservation and multiplication part, because, you know, if you're making $30 million a year on a contract as an athlete, asset accumulation is not a problem. You have the way to get the money. But you got to put it to work for you, asset multiplication, and then you got to protect it, asset preservation. It's just absolutely crazy that these people, you would think these people would be better prepared for this. Nicolas Cage is a Coppola. The Coppolas are, like, notoriously wealthy from the movie industry. How could those genes just not rub off on him? You know, you kind of go, what? So, anyhow, when we talk about this stuff, the basics of income and expenses, knowing how to add and subtract, and knowing what a negative number means when it comes to cash flow and learning how to correct it is the key. So all you have to do is go down to the website and download the knowledge checklist, and you will be dialed in because you can start addressing all of these categories. So it's okay to
to not know, but it's not okay to not go find out. Or assume because you make a lot of money that everything will be okay, because clearly that's not the case in some of these people's lives. Can you imagine falling from grace, having that much money, and just falling from grace? How do you get carried away like that? Who leads you down that primrose path? Well, it's probably because they didn't know and they chose not to find out. And it could be simple by reading 3 books on a topic that will give you enough of a foundation to know, hey, you know what? This investing crap is over my head, but at least I understand the terminology that these people will use when I go to employ them. And now I know what questions to ask when I interview these potential professionals for myself. Because you're going to need accountants, tax planners. You're going to need all that stuff. Insurance agents, estate planning, tax attorneys, all sorts of things you'll need. So these are the things that we need to be paying attention to, and it's all broken down by category on the knowledge checklist at unlockyourwealth.com, so surf over after the broadcast and download your featured strategy. It's free for 24 hours for our key members. Premium members enjoy 24/7 access to that. And I think we're going to start something fun coming up next month. For our premium subscribers, they will be automatically entered into prize lotteries. So just like you have to call in if you're a regular listener to win one of my books or books of previous show guests, we are now going to offer that as a random lottery for all subscribers on the premium side of our website. So surf on over, look at what we have, and for less than 55 cents a day, you can be on the path to financial freedom yourself. So for this week's nuts and bolts, our key statement is that I know there are things I should know about money, and in order to identify what areas I am lacking, I must seek out and identify those categories of my financial concern, and then address them. We have 2 affirmations for this week. One is, I am great at taking a financial knowledge inventory. And our other affirmation is, I am great at identifying my weaknesses and filling them with knowledge or delegation to a professional. Your key strategy for this week is to go to the unlockyourwealth.com website and download the knowledge checklist and start checking off the things you do know, circling the things you don't know, and then getting a book and going and finding out about it, because just because you didn't know about it doesn't mean you don't need to know about it. So you got to make that commitment to yourself to fill your knowledge gaps. So I just wanted to say thank you so much for joining us on today's show. I have really enjoyed my time with you. Knowledge is power. Not knowing is powerful, is a wonderful key. I want to thank both of my guests this week. Well, technically 3 guests. 2 came on at the same time. I want to thank my guests for showing up. I want to thank you for tuning in and listening. I also want to wish the Super Snake a very happy surprise birthday. And I look forward to seeing at your party a little later on that you don't know is coming on for you. So how fun will that be? And again, thank you so much for joining us, because without you, desiring to become financially free, this wouldn't happen each and every week. So thank you for tuning in and listening to Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I'm Heather Wagenhall saying thank you so much for listening. Have a happy Easter. And finally, financial freedom can be yours at www.unlockyourwealth.com. Now go out and make it a great day.